Well, as they enter the final day of the campaigning in Britain, Theresa May is promising major law change around terror, around the role, in fact, of the tech world and how they handle encrypted material. Australia is looking at similar changes, potentially forcing providers like WhatsApp and Facebook to release encrypted data. Our government, though not so keen, apparently they argue there's no rush. But should we be looking at this sort of thing? Massey University's Centre for Defence and Security Studies man John Battersby is with us. John, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
The broad idea of forcing companies to hand stuff over, is it a good idea or not?
Yeah, well, I think probably is an idea, pushing the boundaries and asking the question. It's a perfectly valid way to go. I was interested in Theresa May's comment there because the first thing that struck me was the internet's been around for quite a long time. We've had issues trying to police child porn, illicit narcotics and weapons transactions over the internet. We've got hacking, viruses, all the rest of it. There are actually significant challenges in trying to police what's going on in the internet and trying to draw in internet companies and the whole IT world into understanding that security is their problem as well as everybody else's.
So have they got stuff? Are they sitting there with stuff that they've got going, that looks interesting and we could probably hand it over, but we won't because of privacy reasons? Or have they got stuff they can't see that they'd need to spend a lot of time and energy finding?
I would say the latter. Just looking even at a very closed society like prison, everybody's got prisons that are enclosed with fences, they've got CCTV, they're monitoring phone calls, internet access, they're monitoring the whole lot in all cases. It's very hard even just in that environment to monitor absolutely everything that's going in and out. Contraband is still smuggled in and out. So if you just go on and translate that problem into the greater wide world, I would say internet companies have got access to a large measure of stuff, but they're not looking at it all the time. Even if you take a CCTV coverage in sort of downtown Wellington, it's really good for solving crimes after the event. But nobody's watching that 24/7, identifying everything that's happening. It's too much. It really is too much.
Appreciate your insight, John. John Battersby, who works at Massey University. Interesting the government doesn't see. Yesterday, Stephen Joyce on this program said we should always be vigilant because I was suggesting we're sitting here at the bottom of the world feeling fairly safe about things. He said you should always be vigilant, yet the government doesn't want to seem to back it up with any laws.
It reminded me of that time that John Key was going on about how vigilant he had a list of people.
Because he knew stuff, didn't he? He had some people on his list.
And I thought he was just saying that to sound cool.
Yeah, exactly.